We are up to Simin Reis Samach Beis, and that is what we are going to do today. So back to Shabbos, Yisader Shulchano V'Yatziah HaMitos. You should set the table before Shabbos, and you should make the beds. Now the beds they're talking about really are beds for sitting on, which means today chairs or couches. But the Mishnah Berurah says also the beds for sleeping in should be made before Shabbos. V'Yatakin Kol Inyanei HaBayis. You should go and set up the whole house, Kadeshim Se'enu Oruchu Mesudar Bevolmi Beis HaKnesses, so that when you come home, everything should be Mesudar. Says the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah says, he brings the Chazal, that two Malachim follow a person home from Shul on Leil Shabbos, and if they find that the table is set, then they say it should be the same next week, and the good malach says it should be the same next week, and the bad malach says amen bal karcho, and the opposite is true too. Mishnah Berurah says that you should be careful to clean the home, which includes getting rid of cobwebs, spider webs. Also, during Shabbos, you should be careful not to get the house filthy in a way that it's not going to be cleaned on Shabbos. It means it's not just a mitzvah at the knis of Shabbos, but the whole Shabbos you should maintain a clean home. There's a mitzvah to put a double covering on your table so that when you remove one, the other one will still be there. So for example, if you have a tablecloth and then you put a plastic over it and you roll that up after the meal, the table will never be uncovered. Whereas if you'd only have one tablecloth and say you shake it over the garbage and then put it back, while you were shaking it, the table will be bare. So the table's supposed to be covered. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down the inyan of covering all of the tables in the house, not only the ones that you're eating on. Says the Ramavi, Yushulchanu Aruch Kol Yom HaShabbos, V'chein HaMinig V'en L'shanes, we keep the table set the entire Shabbos, not just in the beginning. Beis Yishtadol Shiulo Begodim Noim L'shabbos, you should be careful that you have nice clothes for Shabbos. V'miyef Shalo, if he doesn't have special clothes for Shabbos that are really nice, L'fochos Yishalshil, Pirus Yishalshim, Klapei Matesh Yaruchim, Kimidis Hashir Mayosh Mabayis, Begodov L'mate Derakovid, you should let your clothes down. It seems that in the olden days, people that were working would have to roll their clothes up so that they wouldn't get caught in their clothing as they were walking. Whereas people that sit home all day and pretty much didn't have to do anything, they wore longer clothing. So what you could do, if you don't own new clothing for Shabbos, different clothing for Shabbos, you can simply unroll, meaning lengthen your begodim to show that this is not a day of work. The mitzvah of clothing goes into Kavod Shabbos v'chibadato. You're not supposed to wear on Shabbos what you wear during the week. If you can have different clothing, we saw here, if you have the same, at least let them down. In fact, even a shirt, one should not wear the same shirt he wears all week. A talis, there's a mitzvah to have a special talis just for Shabbos. Of course, this is all in accordance with what one can afford. There's a mitzvah to wear Shabbos clothes even when you're among non-Jews. And the Sefer Chassidim says that on Shabbos you should be careful not to take a kid on your lap or hold him on your shoulder in a way that he can get you filthy unless you put something under him. So it would make sense that whenever you're holding a kid on Shabbos, you put a towel under him in order not to get your clothes filthy. Siv Gimel, Yilbash Begodav Hanoim V'Yismah Pavias HaShabbos Kiyotz Likras HaMelech V'Kiyotz Likras Chosn V'Kala. You should be Mekabel Panim of Shabbos. Put on your nice clothes and wait for Shabbos to come. And do that joyfully. D'Rab Chanina Ma'atif V'Koi B'Panya D'Malei Shabbos. Rab Chanina would put on his clothes, his special Shabbos clothes, and he would wait at the beginning of Shabbos. V'Yomer Bo V'Neitzei Likras Shabbos Malchasa. Rab Yani Yomer Bo Ichala Bo Ichala. And that's what we do in Luchadodi, and the minig is to turn around when you say Bowie B'Shalom. Hagov Yilba V'Yalbish Atzmo V'Bigdei Shabbos. A person should have Shabbos clothes, should put on Shabbos clothes, Miyad Achash Sharochatz Atzmo, immediately after he washed himself. V'Zel Kovet Shabbos. V'Alkein Lo Yirchatz L'Shabbos Elo Somoch La'erev She'Yalbish Atzmo Miyad. So he should wash himself close to Shabbos and then change into clothing. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're going to a merchatz, you do that early in the day. If you're just washing panav yodav or aglov, you can do that just before Shabbos. Lamaisa, it means if you're going to shower at home, then do that close to Shabbos, not too close to Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is marach, that you should avoid chil Shabbos. In fact, he says the same halacha applies to women. And if a woman didn't light candles yet, and because she's busy getting dressed, she's better off remaining in her big day chol and light before there's any chash of chil Shabbos. Furthermore, if a husband sees that his wife is going to miss shkia, he should light for her. Now, you're supposed to wear Shabbos clothes until Motzoi Shabbos after Havdalah. Havdalah you still make in Shabbos clothes. Kol HaMarba, of whoever is Marba in the covet of Shabbos, is Hareza Meshubach. But another thing you should also keep in mind, it is not covet Shabbos to have Machlokas in the house. So one of the ways of being Mechabit Shabbos is to make sure that there's a peaceful atmosphere in the home. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the minig that on Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, when you're going into Yontif or coming from Yontif, we don't say the entire Kabbalah Shabbos. There are different minhagim. And what's interesting is he says that even those who do say most of Kabbalah or a good part of Kabbalah Shabbos on a regular Erev Shabbos that's on Yontif, when it's Yom Kippur, he says that according to everyone, you should just say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos.